Well, I see he's back from over there in Japan.
He didn't get the full
tour. No, I thought he was there for the whole tour.
Yeah.
But he's been back. I've seen him back on air on Channel 10, and he joins us on the program this morning, Matthew Burke. Morning, Burkey.
Yeah, good morning, boys. Good morning. Dave, it's just like you, mate. I only get half a tour, mate.
I know.
You know, when you just sort of, you know, come off the bench every now and then, Loz doesn't know coming off the bench. You know, he always played the grand final.
Mate, as I've learned, it's all about post-contact meters, isn't it, Burke?
That's exactly right.
That's all it is.
That's a good stat.
What did you make of the Aussies' performance against Uruguay on the weekend?
You know, it's an interesting one. I mean, it was an enjoyable game to watch and call. Again, we come down to these things, Loz, that are just limiting their performance. And, you know, the coach spoke about the other day, one, too many penalties giving away. There were so many high shots the other day. I don't know. You know, so we were talking about, Gordon Bray came up with the theory that they were diving into tackles within the Uruguayans because it meant that our blokes are doing high shots. And I had to disagree with him there. It was just... Yeah, just poor form. When you're looking at this new framework they're talking about and how you can't, you know, hit anyone sort of, you know, around the sort of chest and slide up. So you just know it's going to be that way. And our guy got it wrong a couple of times. So first thing there is discipline. And the second, again, is their start, guys. You know, we keep talking about it week in, week out. If they're going to, you know, go, you know, sort of deeper into this tournament, they've got to be able to win games. And it's from the start, you know, when you understanding how to map your way around a park there and do some good things and get yourself in the right spot. In saying that, Jordan Patea comes on, played 45 minutes. He took about 20 minutes to get in the game, but he got a touch on the ball and he scored a try and he showed a couple of glimpses. The goal kicking was better from Christian Leilifano. I don't think they still know who their 10 is. And I think we sort of came to the conclusion that if you were going to play someone in that 10 role, against Uruguay, that was going to be it as well. So you may as well stick with those guys. So, you know, I still don't know who the nine is. So probably Whitey and Christian Leilifano are going to be the sort of the number one. So we found a few things out, but still there's a few head scratching moments as well. You know, that they as we said before, they changed that back row around to have bigger back rows, which I think gives it that balance. So David Pocock comes on with 30 minutes to go, but Michael Hooper then. Leaves the field. And, you know, Michael's been such a great 80-minute player. So, you know, they've got some question marks as to who their starting 15 is, boys. Yeah. So we continue.
Well, on that, I mean, Eddie Jones, Eduardo, came out after the English game and sort of said, oh, was it a bit of a pot shot towards us about, you know, that you need to be putting your best team on the park to get that rustiness out, and these teams that aren't putting their best 15 out there against the minnow teams will struggle when it gets to knockout rugby?
Yeah, you could say that's one theory, and then Eddie loves manipulating the media and sort of doing that way. The other side of it is you've got a squad mentality, so you should be able to fit anyone in the team there. But yeah, we had 13 changes the other day, and it's kind of like that day where you've got to give guys a go. Yeah, I suppose the question is, do you need to give guys a go these days? The thing about it is, you know, play 7 weeks in a row. 7 weeks of test match rugby is pretty hard on the body. So that's why they change it around. So, look, I can see why, but you're right, though. The rustiness needs to come out. And however much you train, and Loz, you know this one, mate, however much you train, there's nothing like playing the game. It just gives you that little bit more intensity, that little bit more speed around the park and understanding of, I suppose, what is the real battle, if you're talking about it that way. So I think you find this week against Georgia when they play Friday, late Friday, it's going to be, it'll have to be their best team, because you then roll into a quarter final and it could be against England. You know, like you look at the French last night, they just got up against Tonga last night, only just. So then Argentina are out. They lost against England the other day. So you imagine England and France go through on that side of the pool. That's the side we're going to play. So, yeah, you want to be able to be ready for the sniping Eddie Jones and a good English team.
Yeah, I didn't see the England-Argentina game, but are they sort of looking as though they're the team to beat along with the All Blacks?
Yeah, England are going well. Argentina, again, you know, we come under this framework and you know, one of the Argentinian boys, one of their back rowers, gets sent off because he hits Owen Farrell you could say it was high. If it was talking rugby league, it would be play on type thing, you know. So there's a real interesting debate as to what is a tackle these days. Michael Checker said it the other day after the Reece Hodge thing, saying, you know, I don't know the rules anymore, you know. So, and that was the guy with the ball in hand. So there's all these dramas now that are going on about the tackle player and the tackler. we were talking about the weekend about the TMO, the guy on the sideline is having so much influence on the game now. You know, we talk about the laws of rugby union are hard enough anyhow. When you go into a breakdown, you've got to adjudicate 21 sort of bits of information. Then you've got a bloke in your ear from the sideline saying, hey, boys, I want you to go back and have a look at. So it's just making it hard for themselves. You know, they're not helping themselves out, the referees, you know, at the moment. Mm. So it's England look like they're a really good shot. And you talk about New Zealand, their laws, they're finding form. Yeah, they can put any team on and beat them quite comfortably. They beat Namibia, I think it was by 71 points to 9. Yeah. So, yeah, there's I mean, you talk about they're getting themselves prepared. They play that one hard game against South Africa originally. They don't play the next hard game until the quarterfinal. So, and that looks like it's going to be against Japan as well. So they've got a reasonable run at the moment, those blokes.
And just on the domestic front, the Waratahs have announced a new coach, Rob Penny, but their chairman, Roger Davis, is disappointed in the CEO announcing that he's leaving and going to take up a position with the Auckland Blues. Will that affect the Waratahs in any way, or were you surprised with that decision?
Well, I only found that out on Saturday night. I was talking to one of the guys, and I said, you know, how's it all going? And he said, well, they've announced the coach, now the CEO's gone. So, you know, should they have gone an Australian guy? Perhaps, potentially. You know, this is a massive rebuilding phase for the Waratahs. They've, you know, got to try and find some people with, you know, lots of guys going, like Nick Phipps, Foley. There's a Sakopi Kepu who's out. So they're really trying to find some new guys there. And so you want some stability, don't you? You want some guys that are going to be around for the long haul. And he's off. And so they lost a guy a little bit earlier in the coaching ranks and who went overseas because the options weren't available for him because Darryl Gibson sort of said, well, I'm going to be around, but then bailed as well. So, it's a bit frustrating. They've got to sort of start their process again and get everything, you know, aligned. And you know, when there's good combinations and everyone's settled, that makes, you know, life so much easier. So they're in a bit of a disruptive pattern at the moment, at Waratah. So they'll learn to do something special this year to get back sort of in mid-table, I reckon.
All right. Sayonara, Berkey. We'll talk to you later in the week.
Good on you, boys. Nice chat. All right. See ya.